It was 1997. My agent sent me out on an audition at the Kingdome. It seems the Mariner Moose was hiring. I'm Jeff Hoyt. This is Hoytus Interruptus. The Moose had a new between innings comedy routine sketched out, and he needed a bald guy to be his bitch. I won the audition. And I took this gig for a couple of reasons. One was the great box seats behind the Mariners dugout that I'd get for my entire family on the night of the game. The other reason was the fact that my father, who was in failing health, would be visiting us during that homestand, and I could get him out there to the ballpark to see what would become his final baseball game. I didn't tell my dad that I'd be performing during the game. I wanted that to be a surprise. Cindy and the kids were in on it too, so it was kind of a fun little family conspiracy. Around the bottom of the fourth, I told my dad, you know, I got some voicemails late this afternoon that I never checked on. I'm gonna slip out for an inning or so. Remember, this was 1997, when checking your voicemail was much more of a thing. I went down into the bowels of the Kingdome. Oh, and by the way, in the old Kingdome, they actually were bowels, just in case you never got down there. Hooked up with the Moose. Turns out there's an actual guy under there. Shh, don't tell the kids. I put on the uniform I'd be wearing out onto the field, a tropical shirt and a long flowing hippie wig, kind of a Grateful Dead Jimmy Buffett fan hybrid look. Guess that would make me a dead parrot head. And I'm getting a little nervous. I mean, this is back when the Mariners didn't suck. They were in first place. The crowd was well over 40,000, so I've got the adrenaline pumping. The Moose led me through the tunnel that ends right behind home plate, and as the Mariners made their last out in the bottom of the fifth, the doors swung wide, and the opening strains to Wipeout by the Surfaris blared on the stadium speakers. The Moose and I ran to the third base coach's box, directly across from my family. My dad had no idea it was me. But I was looking right at him. In fact, he told me later that his first thought was, "Who's this clown?" The Moose put me through some calisthenics, led me in jumping jacks, toe touches. I got so pumped up I even threw in a couple of one-arm push-ups. Then the Moose had me get on my knees, and he stood behind me. I'm not sure what the crowd was thinking. Either this was about to get a little gay, or who knows, maybe he's going to perform a Gangland-style execution. You just never know with that crazy Moose. Then came the drum solo. And at that instant, the Moose ripped off my wig and started playing my bald head like a bongo drum. And as I knelt there, as the Moose had his way with me, my dad had this difficult-to-define smile on his face. I don't know, maybe he was thinking back to our days going to Cubs games together at Wrigley Field, remembering how excited I'd get at those games, and wondering what his response would have been if the guy behind him said, "You know, someday your boy there will have his bald head played like a bongo drum by a guy in a Moose suit." Then the drum solo ended, and I ran off the field with the Moose to the roar of the crowd. We ran straight into the Mariners' dugout, and as we entered the tunnel leading back to the clubhouse, I'll never forget this, there was the skipper, Lou Piniella. I was face to face with him. And I looked at Lou, and I didn't say anything. I mean, he's Lou Piniella, and I'm just a bald guy in a tropical shirt holding a wig. But Lou looked at me, and he didn't really say anything either, but his eyes told me exactly what he was thinking. Who's this clown? That's Hoytus Interruptus. I'm Jeff Hoyt.